So there you go. The party survives again, although Lycan was close to not surviving. We hope you've enjoyed this session of Lower Level Low Moon, and we'll look to entertain you again in the future. If for some reason you'd like to reach out to us, obviously my email is afamilyofgod@bex.net. There's more information about New Heights Fellowship Baptist Church at newheightsfellowshipchurch.org. And if you'd like to give to the ministry for some reason, you can text G-I-V-E to 419-419-0095. Thank you, and God bless you.
Of the wild elves of the secluded Rose Lake Valley. The valley includes Rose Lake, but it's not limited to Rose Lake. There's quite a bit of land around it, including forest and rolling hills, but it is secluded, as all sides into and out of the valley require steep rock climbing. And so they live essentially in the shadow of Ogrim's Mountain, very nearby, a couple hours walk to the mountain and to the sooner into the hands of humanoids that live around the mountain. The party had sent an entourage to Ogrim's cave, where mostly through negotiation and Delijah paying her own ransom, they managed to extricate Delijah. Karun Cross, who is an old friend of Bezor, if by old you can say the last time you saw him was a few months ago, but they were separated in the Dark Army, having attempted the same thing that y'all did, and not quite so proficiently, as far as blending in and then escaping. And then also Lycan, who is an elf, professes to be basically a ranger or woodsman. He is strong and fairly fast on his feet, or so it would appear, that though not overly handsome. For an elf, especially. He's on the downside. He is the, as far as attractiveness goes, he is the Brunson equivalent in the elf range.
Yeah, I'm prettier than an elf.
That ugly? Just ever so slight.
Yes, he's not exactly.
Which means he probably has like a 16 comeliness.
No, because I have a 16 comeliness.
His charisma and comeliness are single digit.
Ooh. Oh. Wow.
Yep. So, anyway. Thanks to his apparently having some ability to make himself very light, the griffin that Bezor summoned was enough to carry Kirun Cross, Bezor, and Lycan down from Ogrim's mountain top.
Like halfway.
What?
Like halfway.
Well, Lycan already.
Yes, and then they had to walk the rest of the way back, and the griffin flew away. Okay? So you arrived late in the day, and would have had time to eat, to indulge in romantic activities with wild elves, if that's something you choose to do, and
romance.
Janny and Charlotte had spent the day sleeping essentially in the tent of the druid slash shaman of the wild elves, Ditsera.
She was helping me out with spells.
And they had talked through with spells, and also she had invited you after you finished meditating, sleeping, and first thing in the morning, pre-dawn, she said, to go and visit an animal contact of hers, which she thought would be very good for you to do. And unless you wanted to throw out there some discussion or whatever that night, you are pretty scattered for to be able to get together to actually talk and decide what you're doing. Yes. But you also know that you have a relatively limited time frame.
What time do you get back from
late afternoon, early evening, so 5-6 o'clock. But dark this time of year, and here and in the shadow of the mountain comes pretty early, so it was dark less than half an hour after you were back in camp, those that walked back.
Okay. Well,
the rest of the way.
When I get back, I guess I'll try and gather everybody and have a meeting or something.
Okay. You can assume if you want that your conversation with your friend happened on the walk back. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right, so it's the evening of their return. After Janny is done meditating, after Charlotte has gotten sleep, after you've had the chance to talk with your sister, so you've mopped up all those kind of details, and Vasor is going through the camp. She didn't leave yet. She did not leave yet. She's still here. Anyway, Vasor is going through the camp trying to round people up for a meeting, basically. So when Vasor finds Jake, what is Jake doing? Practicing with his longsword.
Probably
which
training.
He needs to do for 3 hours today.
Yes, training.
Because he didn't get to fight in Ogrim's cave.
No.
Which probably would have been bad.
Okay. So he is the woods and finds
he is hot fight. And sweaty and practicing with his longsword. He is being gazed upon by a half dozen beautiful elven maidens.
Nice.
While he
is up with this place.
While he works out.
That's my daddy issues.
You are the forbidden fruit of Elijah's backyard vine, so they can't touch you. when Vasor, and he asks you to come to a meeting in about a half an hour after he finds everybody else.
At town center place.
Okay. Yeah!
It's not too cold here, is it?
It's warmer here than most of the places you've been because it's pretty sheltered, but it's probably 50. Low, high 40s.
Feels like 60.
It'll be cold
this room right now.
How warm about is it usually in... it's been years, so that doesn't really matter. It's like just temperatures that we're used to. Like, what's the average temperature probably?
Well, you come from a more tropical portion of the continent, basically, so you prefer warmer weather, probably.
Okay. Well, that's alright. It's not too terribly cold.
You're from Arizona. Nope.
But
you have a cloak.
Yeah, I'll be at the center of town.
Okay, so you
probably
meet
the coast.
Alright. When Vasor finds Dearmood, what is Dearmood doing?
Slapping the mandolin. Playing the mandolin.
Okay. He's squeaking out something that sounds remotely like broken strings on the mandolin. Dang, 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 bang, bong, bing, bong.
Dearmood.
My volt mandolin.
I'm gonna get that checked out.
I'm working on it.
In about 29 or 28 minutes or so, I'm planning on a meeting at the group in town center.
Okay.
I would like you to attend.
How orderly of you.
Okay.
Dimmu is mildly uncomfortable by how sane he's being right now.
Okay, to the next person.
Okay. When Vasor finds Brunson, what is Brunson doing?
I'm going to be last.
Well, I was being attended to by some hot elven chick, but I guess I'll be either studying or excitedly explaining new runes to hot elven women, if they're still with me. Look at this! I just found this one, and this one does this when you pair it with this over here. And
yeah, so there's a couple of them that are happy to sit through any boring expositions that you share, especially.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You too can make the world a better place.
Since they mostly don't know common. So, if you speak to them in Elven, then,
I do.
Then it sounds very seductive, probably.
I speak in Elven.
Just talk like this. It's a big rune with a nice curve here.
I do.
They think you are reading them
I do speak
exotic
Elven.
Poetry from another realm. Okay, so you find him reading exotic magical poetry to two elven women.
Does that count as studying?
Sure.
You say,
like Brunson, depends on what you're studying.
Distracted studying, but sure.
Brunson, stop boring the elven woman in another language. In 25 or so minutes, I am intending on having a group party meeting in Center Town. And I would like you to attend.
This is broken
town?
English.
Where is Center Town?
Center of Town.
I am intending on having a meeting in Center Town.
How orderly
Why
of you.
Of town? What's the significance of that?
just like everybody come together, right?
Waiting for Baylor to get a nosebleed from the order.
Wow, wow. Central.
Wow, wow,
oh, yeah.
Wow.
It hurts so much.
That's why.
It hurts so good.
And it's going to attack us.
So it's not a secret meeting, then. It's very...
Devil talks! Yeah, what we say will be secret, but everyone will know we're saying secret things. He threw it at me.
Gotcha.
All right, I'm off to find the next person.
Okay. When Bezor finds Charlotte, what is she doing?
Training.
Okay. She's training with her bow and arrow, which she does a lot.
Not her sword.
Oh, nice shot, I think. Okay.
Let's see. Was it a nice shot? It was not.
Oh. All right.
She shrugs.
22 or so minutes around, then I'm planning to have a party meeting in the center of the town, and I would like you to attend. And most of the people, everyone I've talked to, have said they will come. So you should come to it as well.
Okay. I think Janie's over in the hut over there if you want to tell her to.
Okay, thank you. I will go check the hut over
there.
What
are we doing right now? Is there anything like specific? Because if not, I'm going to be praying.
When is this?
I'm training.
Do I have, like, what is this?
This is late that evening after all the meditating has been done.
Oh, okay.
I will check the hut over there.
Okay. Bezor comes smacking the canvas of the hut.
Hello?
Hello. I have come bearing news.
Of what?
Of an invitation to a meeting of the party at the center of the town in approximately 22 or 21 and a half
proper
minutes.
Proper with each person.
Still waiting on that nosebleed.
Do I need to come?
No, but you should. I strongly recommend attending the meeting.
I insist.
Alright.
Very informative.
Fine, but I'm probably not going to hear anything.
It's in like 21 and a half minutes, so.
Okay.
Dan, I don't know if you know or not, but Dean paid his deposit to James.
Okay.
I will go and find the remaining member, player character, and NPCs.
Okay, so when Bezor finds Theon, what is Theon doing?
Praying on a roof somewhere.
Okay. You can find a solid roof. Most of them are thatched, but you can find one. He's sitting up on the roof, on the edge of the roof, praying.
Yes, be careful, that's dangerous, Theon, and there's a meeting.
Why are you talking to me?
There's a meeting soon.
How soon?
15 or so minutes now.
Well, I've gotten an hour in for training before that.
Sure.
What's it about?
About things that will occur.
When?
I don't know.
Is it somewhere you're telling us to take the party? Because if so, I really don't care because I know where we're going next.
That's kind of conceited of you, but I don't know yet.
I'll be there.
Okay, good. Center of town.
Please. I heard you the first time.
I didn't know I said it already.
You did.
Now I will go find the NPCs. Lycan.
Okay. You knock on the flap of the hut where Mark has been hanging out, and the flap edge comes back, and you see just it's right down at the floor next to the wall, and just his head appears. Like, the flap is, like, right... The wall's right here, and his flap's right... Huh?
Mark, there is a meeting soon in the center of town in 12 or so minutes.
Oh, okay.
You should come.
I'll be there.
Cool. Okay, now I go find Lycan.
Okay. He and Kirun Cross are sitting down, marshaling through a small pile of weaponry and armor, kind of divvying out, seeing what might be of any value. Not sure where the materials came from.
Where did you get these things that you have?
Locally. I can't read that. It's a tiny print. Gonna be late.
Helping his brother.
Okay. Well, not really my concern anyways. There's a group party meeting at the center of town in approximately, I don't have a watch clock thing, 10 minutes.
I have a sundial on my wrist that wouldn't work anyway.
Water clock.
I don't have a water clock.
Okay, yep. I'll be there.
All right.
He looks at Lycan. You coming too? Yep. I'll be there too. All
right. I don't think I have anyone else to find. So,
Delisha and what's his face?
She'll get Delisha in turn.
Nah.
Okay.
I will stay and
talk
with.
Oh yeah. What is Delisha doing?
You haven't seen her since they got back. I mean, she was out very briefly, walk in with Theon, and then disappeared amongst the elves. That was last year's art.
Keeping an eye.
Mind you, there are 150 huts, some larger houses, and probably 2,000 or more wild elves here. So, this part of the village seems to be largely younger females, which she's a little more mature looking than they are, but otherwise her features blend in a lot.
She's pale.
Compared to them, they're a little more like ruddy and like that, but look, that would only work if you saw it from the front. You see from the bottom, behind or the side, you wouldn't be able to tell that. Hair colors are very similar. Okay, anyway, so fast forward that 13 minutes, whatever, and the party all finds its way, unless anyone tells me they're not going, to this resort called business meeting. Probably not.
Okay.
Hour to an hour and a half, more like. But in theory, they're not going anywhere right this second. They're just talking about going after you get your training done.
I will continue training into the
water. Okay. Training while we're
up in there.
So Jake's standing listening to the meeting. He's got his long sword swing.
Doomwood's working on his mandolin.
Jeez. Okay.
Can I do the part of my training that doesn't include prayer?
Sure.
Okay.
I say loudly, motion to begin meeting. Second.
Why so
official?
All right. Okay, in all seriousness, I called this meeting to discuss what we will do.
About what?
About our existence, I guess.
We need to go get the treasure.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
We need to get rid of these werebears that will potentially eat me in the night. I mean,
okay. We finish.
For once, I agree with the crazy man.
We finish the hobgoblin mission.
Oh, dear.
Then we go get this treasure.
But I also have an extra bit of information. There is a town that I feel that we must stop by along the way to the treasure. It will be a brief stop, only one night or so. So less than 24 hours.
Where
is it? It is the town of some dude, evil guy, captain,
yeah,
in the Dark Army, that was selling slaves, and he sold Kieran Cross, and then he like went around and got sold and stolen to a bunch of people, but that's beside the point. He sold him in that city, along with many other slaves, those other slaves, including people that I am looking for.
Therefore, you do realize that this person probably isn't there anymore.
No, but there will be people there.
We're not going on a wild goose chase again. I'm not doing it.
Oh, yes, right. Sorry, didn't mean to go on a wild goose chase.
Because that's what's going
to
happen.
You know, where we went for the treasure, like, oh, there, and then, oh, it's in the Cave of Chaos. Oh, we have to go all the way back across the two countries.
Oh, snap. Ding, ding, ding.
Don't care what we do as long as I get a potion so I'm no longer a werebear. And don't we have something in Jackdaw going on?
At the springtime. What time is it right now?
Still have about a month before you have to be back.
Still have about a month before we have to be back, my instincts tell me.
Of course, the sooner you're back, the sooner you get back, the more feasts you can go to before we have to leave again. And potentially training and so on.
I would like to be there at Jackdaw at least a day early for briefing and stuff.
Or a few weeks early, but so we can train and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, I do need to train.
A week at least. But a month is a long time. I don't know if I can wait that long to train. But yeah, so here's my suggested plan of attack. First, go back to that one place with the farmersons. Then we say what's up, and then go and fight hobgoblins. And then, as we travel north, which way is this? Northeast.
That one's east.
Yep. Northeast, okay. In the direction that Charlotte pointed. We will divert briefly east for 5 or 10 miles to get to this town. Stay there for a day or so. Do some investigation work and get supplies and whatever. And we'll stay in an inn, which is much safer than camping overnight. And then we can continue northeast to that one place with the treasures.
The Morn's Vault.
The Vault.
But we're not staying in this town for longer than 24 hours.
No, we don't have to.
Proven process. It's pretty much my mission at this point. I would like to locate at least one of our friends. It's a woman, named Minx. She's valuable to both of us.
And a leader.
And she definitely was sold through this captain who took her there. The city's name is Alabaster. And she would stand out enough that maybe we could get a lead. That's all we're really looking for. Once I'm there, I would be okay with you guys leaving almost immediately. And I will go there by myself if you want me to. I mean, I'm not afraid to go. I just think it would be a lot safer if we travel together. And since you have to go east anyway, I could go with you at least for now and deal with whatever this hobgoblin threat is that you're talking about. I do enjoy killing hobgoblins. Flesh-eating demons that they are. But that being said, if you're
it's freaking out at me.
What do
you do? Turn it off. It doesn't like me.
It doesn't like being tipped. You're tipping it.
It's working now.
Sorry, people at home.
Yeah, no, it's turned off.
No, it's not.
Then why aren't the lights on?
Now it's turned off.
Where are you going?
Anyway.
It's on anyways.
Let's roleplay. All right, so you have to go east anyway. I'll help you with the hobgoblins, and then from there, I'll be a lot closer to Alabaster, and I can go look for Minx. And if you all want to come, there are a number of good inns there, and camping mid-Homarge is asking for trouble anyway.
You know the dangers of the Homarge, trust me.
How long will we be staying here?
Here? Jenny said, how long will we be staying here?
Not long now.
Because I hope to go...
Probably for tonight.
I was hoping to go with a druid to meet someone in the before dawn tomorrow.
By yourself?
Yeah.
We were planning on leaving before dawn tomorrow.
Did she say where or what this meeting is...
She said she was meeting an animal friend. That's all she said. And that it would be who you should go.
Yeah, she's
not going by yourself.
She's helping me with my spells, so I think it would be helpful for
just
me.
You know, Charlotte has met her as well, and you thought she was probably okay. As far as that goes. You're the only other person that's met her.
Do you know this person?
I talked to her last time.
Do you know
she
who
helped.
She's meeting?
No.
Do you
an
know
animal
where?
Friend. Why are you asking?
Do you think you can kill her if she tries to kill you?
She's not gonna go on. She's not gonna go ahead and help me with spells and then kill me.
That's not true.
Yeah, so she's gonna go ahead. She's really nice, dude. She's not even letting me. She's not even making me pay
Jenny. Did she say that you had to go by yourself completely?
She's
no.
She said she's.
She said she'd like me to go meet
them. I don't think he knows how druids work.
I can try to see.
I know it's a druid. What is a shaman?
I can go with you.
Could be a shaman.
I'd have to talk to her about it.
I don't know who she's talking about.
She probably won't mind. I hope.
I would prefer if you didn't go by yourself. I don't care who goes with you.
I just said Charlotte will probably go with me.
And I heard you.
Well, as long as nobody's going with you.
I'll talk to her about it in the morning.
Ting, ting, ting.
Yeah!
Cuts the strings off the mandolin.
Did she wake?
Training!
Or did she go straight to sleep after meditating?
She was awake.
He starts crying.
So, you don't know what time she went to bed for sure, but she was awake when you left.
I did my trial.
Well, I'm probably going to head back because I already know where this is going. I'm going to try and talk to her about it.
Okay. So Janie is leaving to go back and talk to the druid lady about going to meet the animal friend.
Wait, Charlotte, you want to come with?
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Okay.
Charlotte. So, Mark says, so does that mean we're leaving tomorrow morning, but not until after Janie does her thing?
I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should give Janie time to do what she needs to do.
Right, I guess.
I agree. Everybody else gets to do what they want to do.
Yeah. Are you sure about that?
That'll give me a chance to catch up.
That's what Mark
training.
Said. You know, straight from the philosopher.
Well,
Mark said everybody else gets to do what they want to do, so she should be allowed to go too.
It's her party. She can cry if she wants to.
As long as she's accompanied, I don't care.
Okay.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
Anybody else got anything else?
You want to do it?
Where the meeting breaks up?
Sure. Trying to play his mandolin. It saved me some time on training.
If I find somebody to kill with my sword, I'd feel much
Did
better.
Did I get a half an hour of training there so
Dude,
I can finally
we'll
go to
go on
four?
Your mini-adventure.
Yes.
Sure. Provide all right. Range support.
I hate having 3.5.
Okay, so assuming you're getting 7 hours sleep, let's say, then between now and dawn, you could get 4 hours of training, activity, whatever.
Miniature questing.
So what if I don't need 7 hours
seven
of
hours
sleep?
Yeah. Sleep and then memorize.
Yes.
How much do I need?
14?
Yeah, if you need 4 hours
to
memorize.
How much do I need for second level spells?
Higher.
Second level spells need 4 hours sleep.
Okay, so 4 hours sleep. How long to get 2 second or one 17. Second level spell and 2 first level?
We're pretty.
1 hour.
You want to?
It's 15 minutes
have
per
a twin?
Spell level.
So
I need 8 hours.
It's
for
1 hour.
Sure.
So that's 5 hours. How long can I get on?
Do it. What are we doing? Do it to yourself.
I'm saying.
So if you sleep 4 hours, 1 hour brain, that's 5, and you've got 11 total. You could get 6 hours brain.
Okay. Sick.
Identical to Jake.
I'm up to 10 out of 40.
You don't have enough brothers. How many do you have?
Yes.
Okay. Because you're going to run out of training you can get without a cleric.
That's 20, right?
Roughly.
20, and then I need 40, right?
Yes.
Looks okay. Good. Can I find a cleric?
Probably. It's a village of 2,000 elves. You figure there's got to be a cleric here somewhere.
Oh, look.
You think my
but
brother
you
looks
spend
good?
2 or 3 hours looking for
and
a cleric, you would cut off your training. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're not going to be here for that long anyways.
Like
I may as well just go.
And then, like,
but even if I find him,
if you found him,
towards
say,
the elves, you
found
would
him in 2 hours,
so
you'd get 4 hours training
with
the cleric,
world.
Which would be a total of 20. I've been you'd have whatever you're at, plus 4 hours on the other side. Or you can just wait until you have the 20 and then go to the cleric and do the last one. So that's where you're at then. Okay.
Maybe Jake lead him into the tent and then like when he turns around he's Brent's.
Alright. So the two of you go back to talk to Druid. Anyone else doing anything else other than training, practicing, that kind of thing?
So are we going or not?
They're adventuring. Jeremy will join on the adventuring.
Yeah.
While happily playing his mandolin.
I realize
that
you are in Rose Lake Valley, so you're not really expecting any form of opposition, or, and it doesn't mean there isn't any, but you wouldn't know, you wouldn't begin to know where to look. It's all the elven lands.
We must ask an elf where to find opposition.
Okay, where can we find some trouble?
Yes.
That's the question.
Dan,
is there like
can
an
I
elven
transfer
fight
two
club?
Second level spells into a third and a verse?
Yes.
I better start making my new persona now.
So that's four spells.
Yep.
So it'd be -4.
Correct.
I need 15 or less.
Correct.
Good odds.
Okay. So the two of you are asking around for where we can find some trouble. right?
Yeah. Oh,
you're not asking around about a cleric because you're not planning on being back this way to get 20 hours.
Damage with these two.
You're going with Jake and.
Yep. Your moon, Jake.
Bazor to look for trouble.
Mm-hmm. The bros and Bazor. Bazor and bros.
Rolled a four, nothing special happened on the board.
Why are you looking for trouble?
Training.
Do any of the three of you speak Elven?
No.
Sure.
Okay.
You're going to look around for the woman that you met when you first arrived in hopes that she will assist you because she spoke
common. I speak these can't. I could read languages.
That sound like a plan? You're going to look for her?
Sure.
Okay. What if I make someone that can speak Elven?
Half an hour or so and you do find her.
How does that work?
In fact, she is with Turin. And the two of them are just, when you approach, just sitting talking. Okay?
Sure.
However, before that, the two of you arrive back at the hovel of the shaman.
I'm going to try to see if she's awake. Or at least not, you know, before I go in.
Okay, so you knock again.
Shaman.
She says, come in.
Shaman.
Walk in. You know
how... Charlotte going in as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know how you said I would be able to go with you to meet that animal friend tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I could bring my friend Charlotte with me? Because my, my group is kind of protective on my side, so... Because I am the youngest one there anyway, so...
Okay. Fine with me, as long as she leaves her bow in the village.
Can you do that?
Would you like me to leave all my weapons in the village? Or
no, you can take your sword if you want.
It's an odd request, but okay.
Dude! I just had an idea. For later.
The first time ever?
why does she need
you should just put things on the fly.
Where we are going, no hunters from the village are allowed.
Okay.
And at a distance, if she's carrying a bow, she could be mistaken for one of them, and that could cause problems for the village.
That'd be fun.
Okay. So, I'm planning on leaving probably a couple hours before dawn.
That'd be fun. Afterwards, when we're heading back, could you help me with some more spells, if you don't mind?
Probably.
Yeah, time. It sounds like they want to head out pretty quick.
Yeah.
I'm not already making time for you.
How far did you get as far as her telling you about spells?
I'm pretty sure she gave me the rest of the second level spells.
Okay. And you can only cast through third, right?
Yeah, but I just got to.
Dion or Brunson?
I just got to, I think, fifth level.
So you can only cast through third level spells. So she'll tell you on the way back to the village, she'll tell you, assuming everything goes well, she'll tell you some third level spells that you can look out for.
All right.
I believe Garrett can use those.
Okay.
So I'd be able to write them down.
Yep.
So does Charlotte.
Okay.
Charlotte uses a comp longbow?
Longbow.
Let's see her.
She uses a comp longbow. I think the training from Charlotte and Bowman is from the fighter.
So you go let your brother in, please, Aaron? He forgot to prop the door open.
Silly.
Okay. So then... pretty soon she's planning on going to sleep and then getting up a couple hours before dawn to take this little trek off into the valley.
I'm going to go leave my bow with.
You can leave it there in the hovel if you want. Or, and any other equipment that you don't take with you. It's really like your regular spelunking gear or anything you might like that you might have.
Yeah, I guess I'll do that.
Okay.
And your bow is gone.
All right.
Then there's going to be a village of dead elves.
So the three of you locate Turin and the beautiful elven lady that you met before. And they look at you as you walk up.
I'll play a song for you.
What are we doing again?
Hello. We are looking for trouble. Where can we find some?
There's the Bazar we know and love.
Turin says, why are you looking for trouble? What kind of trouble do you need?
Just like some sort of like
skirmish.
Skirmish with someone other than a friendly person.
Skirmish for I wanted to sharpen
want.
My skills.
So you want me to drop you behind enemy lines?
What kind
maybe
of
not,
enemy?
Maybe not so much as that.
Depends on the enemy.
Village have roving bandits or something of that nature?
No, these are peaceful lands. I mean, not that they're not ready for trouble and they have to protect the village, but unless someone discovers a way into the valley. There's really no trouble. Plenty of training going on, in case there would be trouble.
You could go train with them. Show them your Eric skills.
That could go.
Axe one of their arms off.
Ting, 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 ting.
Yeah, let's not do that. Ting, ting.
Oh, it's not like mandolin. It makes tinky noises. He's good at it.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, that subtle mandolin.
Train them. I just need to find the proper traits to change myself to look pristine. Sorry, that's like an off-topic thing. Anyways.
It is.
What?
So, you're heading out tomorrow morning?
Yes.
So are we. I could drop you somewhere near an orc village so you could skirmish with some patrols or something if you want. I'd have to ferry you. I can't carry you all at once.
Yeah, we can do that. I've got...
The only thing is, if it goes poorly for you and you're wounded or otherwise overly tired, you're jeopardizing leaving in the morning.
Yeah, probably shouldn't risk that, buddy.
Do you know where Delisha went?
Yeah, that's true.
She's here. I believe she's resting. She was bathing and recovering her proper scent.
Gotta go, bro.
Okay, yeah. We could go train or something.
You said proper scent, like smelling.
Yes.
Is there anything nearby that could get like that could make her smell better?
My shoes smell good.
Your ass again?
Yes.
You have the lemon shoes.
He looks at the woman. She's... There are a number of flowers that grow in the valley. They're often used for beautification and making perfumes, that kind of thing.
Let us go find many of
them. Can you point me how to get there?
Wait, how long does it take to make those perfumes out of the flowers?
To make them last, that would take days, but if you...
What's that mean?
Short term, you just wear it in your hair.
That's true.
That's how we usually do it.
Yeah. Let's just go find some flowers.
Turn size.
You feel old.
I will point them in the right direction. They want to wander anyway.
You're like 12.
I don't know.
We've got wanderlust.
I said you're like
12. Do it.
I know. Wanderlust.
I don't know why.
Okay. She says,
we're gonna
come with me. She gets up and
we're gonna
walks very gracefully away from the log and past the three of you.
I follow.
I walk beside her.
Okay. Day hurries up and walks beside her. She smiles at you.
Yay. Working my mandolin. Ting, 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 ting.
Are you going with them, but playing as you walk, or are you staying behind? Okay.
Traveling minstrel.
At one point in time, he lines up three or four notes that sound almost like a scale, you think.
Ah!
Then he seems pretty pleased with himself.
Play that same thing a lot.
And
better. Dun 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 dun
Okay, anyway, she leads you guys to the edge of the village. She points down a trail, and she says, when you get to the low-lying brook, go to the right.
Rest in peace,
right.
Follow the square valley about a half mile, and then upslope to your left, and you'll find a rise filled with a variety of flowers. Anything pink or purple will probably do.
Pink or purple. Gotcha.
You got this.
Did you catch that, Bezor?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just wish it
should be fine.
Okay. She turns around, heads back. She says something over her shoulder in Elven.
Only me.
I think she said...
she wrote it down, I might be lucky.
Good luck.
Oh, you speak Elven?
No.
Oh.
Okay. And you wander out of the village into unknown territory, but inside Rose Lake Valley.
Dun, dun, okay. Dun, dun.
Down slope, about a quarter of a mile, you run into something that looks like a stream, but it's really just barely a babbling brook. It's no deeper than a couple of inches of water. Clear and fresh. By now, you know, your nostrils have cleared, those of the two of you that went to the Ogrim's Cave, and you're getting all kinds of fragrance again. You smell the forest. It's dark, and inside the forest, which is about 70% canopy, and the sky's about 70% cloud cover, and so there's quite a few periods of time where you're walking in pretty utter darkness. Okay? So...
I have the...
Bezor can see, you can see him pretty clearly, and he can see a couple feet.
He's got like 10-foot radius of...
Walking in the dark.
Not dun, quite 10-foot.
It's three candles, isn't it? Isn't that...
See clearly, it's probably only five.
Maybe it's a job.
One candle is normally 1 to 3 feet at most.
Did I leave my bullseye lantern at the farmerson's house?
No.
Bongo.
We would have had to because everybody flung their like.
Yeah, we're
going
back there to the
hot
dog.
Oh,
I need to learn his
instructions. Oh, yeah, leather.
Hold
you on her leather.
Make a nice horse head straight.
It's okay. Anyway,
we need to change.
So you come to that little babbling brook, and you can see that in the candlelight. When you peer off in the darkness, especially Bezor, in every direction you look, and you see deep and dark gaps between the trees. The two of you, your eyes are somewhat more accustomed to the lower level light and the candle is not bothering you, so you're able to see pathways and wandering spaces between the trees that you can sort of, you can pick and choose and navigate. From the brook, which way do you go?
I hope you remember, because I don't.
Downstream.
Downstream? Okay. You're pretty sure she didn't say anything about downstream.